Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And the 2019 KISW Rock Girl Search, it is on. That's right. We have got to pick awesome people to represent us. And if you know a girl that would make for the perfect rock girl, or maybe you think you'd be the perfect rock girl, here's what you do. Go to KISW.com. That's where you can get all the info. Be a rock girl today, baby.
You got a text. I want to be a rock girl with you guys, but I'm 40 and I have a wiener. Yeah, that might hurt your chances.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody has a shot.
Yes, that's true.
You're saying he's got a chance. You got a chance. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play.
That's enough to get everyone pumped up today.
Pump up to stay home, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Telecommute, man.
Yeah, if you can work from home, do so. Use one of your sick days, or I don't know how that all works out. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Topher on Bainbridge Island to take on Steve. Topher, are you there, sir?
Good morning, KISW.
Good morning, Topher.
Howdy, Topher.
What's he playing for? What's he playing for today?
Well, we're up for grabs. A pair of tickets. Oh, I'm stoked for this show. I've got my tickets, and you can get a pair of tickets as well for the Glorious Shun Show that is happening at the Tractor Tavern, and that show is sold out. It's happening on March 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You can't see the Glorious Shuns if you haven't bought the tickets yet, but you can win them all week on Beat Migs.
All right, Steve.
Hey, hold on a second. Since we had a great good morning from Topher, can we get a nice up-tempo good morning for my buddy Bob?
Of course.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, BJ.
There we go, Bob Rivers making the maple syrup.
Oh, he's under the covers now.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, good morning, Bob. All right, Steve.
I needed to hear that moment. I think that should be just for Lisa's ears only.
Get out of here.
Oh, dear.
Making it weird, BJ.
Sorry about that.
For those playing at home, Topher will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Topher, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future shares its name with which famous scientist?
Einstein.
Yes. How many hours make up 300 minutes?
5.
Yes. What does the Latin word circa before a date mean?
Era?
No.
Time?
No.
Stop.
What Van Halen album featuring Sammy Hagar only had numbers in the title? What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
Glaucoma?
No.
Pass.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
18?
No.
16?
Yes. What instrument does Keith Richards play in the Rolling Stones?
Guitar.
Yes. Who starred in the semi-autobiographical movie Purple Rain?
say Prince, but I heard it's about pass.
Four corrects. Well, I mean, yeah, it could happen.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
That's very true.
It could have been a
He's
lot
right about that.
Better. Yeah, we'll see.
A lot better.
He's back, though. Look at him. Yeah. Looks like he's got his game face on.
You know it.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future shares its name with which famous scientist?
Edison.
No. Einstein. Yes. How many hours make up 300 minutes?
How many hours make up 300?
You can do this.
I don't know. Six.
No.
Five.
Yes. What does the Latin word circa before a date mean?
Before.
No.
Prior.
No.
Around.
Yes.
Wow.
What Van Halen album featuring Sammy Hagar only had numbers in the title?
Had letters. OU812?
No.
Oh.
It starts with an O, man.
Well, it could be zero. I don't know. Another one. 69.
No.
99, 69.
No. What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
The retina.
No.
What?
What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
I don't know. Pass.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
16.
Yes.
What?
What instrument does Keith Richards play in the Rolling Stones?
Guitar.
Yes. And wow, Steve, you win.
What?
5-4.
Oh, Topher.
That guess
good
of
game,
16.
Steve, good game.
Wow.
Topher could have been our man, but instead, I feel like that's declining. Topher just let us down.
No, I won.
I did great. I'm the man.
Does count.
I was so quick with that. He's like, no, I won. Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what.
Win's a win, brah.
Steve deserves it for Circa. I mean, he really did suss that out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it wasn't for Circa, I'd go, what a cheap win.
That was one of those ones where I was pretty sure Steve wouldn't get, and I was just maybe hoping that the listener would, and then it didn't work out at all.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised that you didn't get the Van Halen album.
Isn't that 1984?
No.
What the hell?
That would be one, too, wouldn't it?
No, because featuring Sammy Hagar, because I said that.
Featuring Sammy Hagar.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Which one was it?
5150.
Oh,
damn,
that's
it.
Right. Oh.
I could not think of another album. I couldn't even think of 1984 just to be a Weisenheimer. I was so stumped. You know what it was? Once you mentioned that and I thought of OU812, I just thought about how much I really enjoyed that record.
Yeah.
I think Come On Baby, Finish What You Started is right up there as one of the best Van Halen songs.
One. Damn.
Nice. David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. It's no Right Now, but it's pretty awesome.
Right Now. Did you really just...
Right Now is a great song.
That song is terrible.
What?
And the video was horrible.
The video, it was like, it changed the world, bro.
Right Now, there's somebody sitting on a nude beach, and it's just some dude's weird legs just like...
Right Now, somebody's starving. I mean, you felt bad for people. Somebody was dying.
I felt bad for watching that video.
First of all, if you're going to actually analyze Van Halen lyrics, don't try. That's not what makes them great. They've never been a great lyrical
band. They try to be more socially conscious with Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, look.
That was
the coolest song they did, but their lyrics usually are what they are.
They're about partying and having a good time.
Yeah, that's all there is. I mean, but Right Now is a good song. Really, Rev? You don't like it, huh?
No, do not
right
like it.
Now.
I know the song. I know how it goes, Steve.
And you don't
and
like that,
too. It's
still
terrible when you're doing
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, it's a good tune. There's way better Van Halen songs, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Give me one.
Jump.
Oh, yeah.
Jump is my favorite.
Panama.
Yes.
No, Panama is the greatest Van Halen song.
Ooh.
Yeah, come on. You know what? You went for the poppy Van Halen song with Jump.
Oh, okay. Name another
seriously
song then, BJ.
Well, he just did Panama. You got to go there.
Okay,
all right. Jamie's Crying is good. I mean, Hot for Teacher. I mean, why would you go
at
Jump?
All those pop ones.
No, Hot for Teacher's not poppy like Jump. I mean, if you don't like Right Now, how do you go to Jump as the next best song? I mean, it's their successful song, but
Jump is an awesome song. Don't get me wrong.
Because they're completely different songs.
But it is. But it's more of their. I wouldn't pick it as their best.
Okay, well, I did. So just deal with it.
Hey,
how
Steve
dare you? How dare I have an opinion?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Oh,
well, not if you hate Right Now. If you hate Right Now and like Jump, get out.
The only one that you both missed, also the common affliction that makes the lens of the eye go opaque.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that
is. It's a cataract, right?
Yes, cataract.
Okay.
I know Steve's like, I still don't know.
Yeah.
But in spite of not knowing that, you still knew five, so congratulations, you win.
Thank you.
I didn't know Circa. See, he would have beat me on the Circa.
It's stupid for a reason why I thought about Circa. I thought about the band Rocket from the Crypt. They had a great record called Circa Now. And that's the only reason why I was even able to try and figure it out.
Damn, but it makes stupid sense. Circa, Circle. Why didn't I think about it?
Yeah. So he says it's all about the Gary Sharon Van Halen. No, it's not about the dude from Extreme.
That's awesome. All right, did I tell people you got right? You were caller five. Caller five.
Sorry, it says, Ain't Talking About Love. That's the best one.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, see, I mean, look, Jump is the one that you'd always play with. When I was a DJ, we played it every wedding. It's a good poppy song. I just don't think a Van Halen fan would call that the best song they've done.
Yeah, I mean, I think every Van Halen fan would be pissed if they went to a Van Halen concert and they didn't do Jump. But you're right. I don't think that's somebody's absolute favorite. It's kind of like most Metallica fans wouldn't say Enter Sandman is their most favorite.
Yeah.
Or Nirvana fans probably. Most of the highly successful songs for a band, like Smells Like Teen Spirit, it's probably not a true Nirvana fan's favorite Nirvana song.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just because you heard it so much, you just kind of move on.
Yeah, and plus, don't forget, it had a lot of the synthesizer. You know,
which was cool, though, at the time.
It was cool at the time. But again, if you were an early Van Halen fan, you wanted none of that crap in your life. You just wanted all guitar and nothing else. But I agree with you. It sounds great. I like Jump a lot. But I am not a true Van Halen fan. And I know they don't like it as much as I, you know, because they're truer fans.
The solo part and then like the breakdown was really freaking cool.
Yeah.
Running with the Devil is getting a lot of texts for being the best.
Of course it is. Yeah. I just like to piss off Rev. Jump is a good song. It's actually one of my favorite Van Halen songs. But again, I'm not a true VH fan.
No.
So that's what it's all about.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Got to thank Marcus, man. He gave us a great text. He said, guys, I have a great topic for you. My buddy went out with this chick he met on Tinder, and within 2 minutes of the meeting, the date was over. She said, you are not the same guy that was on Tinder. She get up, she left.
What does she mean by that, I wonder? Did he not look like the guy?
Marcus says, hey, I've seen his profile. He indeed is the same guy who was on Tinder. But they're guessing that she just didn't like how he looked in real life.
Oh.
He said the whole date lasted about 90 seconds. Wow.
That's someone that just doesn't have any tolerance for BS, apparently. You think she's just been had a couple bad dates and just said, you know what? Not feeling this, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. Even if I was disappointed in what the person looked like, even if they really misrepresented themselves by maybe putting a picture that was, you know, from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I think I'd still have to sit and be there for a little bit.
I mean, I couldn't do that either, but I feel like, okay, you didn't waste anybody's time. You didn't sit there and try to get a free meal out of the deal. So I got to respect her at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, and is that okay then for me? Because, I mean, is that kind of like the new way to do it? But I'm going, hey, dude, this is not what I thought I was.
I don't know if I could ever do something like that. Just like, yo, not feeling this, I'm out. Wow. I would at least sit through the entire date.
Yeah, that was the shortest date. I mean, the shortest date ever. And that's what Marcus said. Hey, you should ask your listeners, man, what do you think? What was the shortest date they've ever been on? Because I don't think anybody can beat 90 seconds.
Dude, I've never done. No, I've always. Any date in my past has always gone at least the distance of a meal. Or I remember one time going to a concert with a girl. I knew her and we lost touch. And then we're like, let's go on a date. And she showed up and all niceness, I'll try and say, she did not look like the same person I remembered her from the time before.
Oh, boy.
To the point where we met up for food beforehand. And she ate a lot of it. She even said, oh, I don't look like how I used to, huh? And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, but we still went to the concert. Still had a good time. But I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, at least no heads up.
What happened? The buffet happened.
Like, imagine if I was like, oh, yeah, let's get together. And then the last time you saw me, I had hair. And I lost all my hair. I would at least say, hey, here's a new picture of me, just so you know what you're looking for.
See, that's the difference that we have now, Steve. You get to see pictures of people, whether it be Tinder.
Yeah, granted, this is way before social media and all that, where you could kind of see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, so that's that. I guess that's why you could do that, man. I mean, I give the woman credit because she could have wasted the guy's time. I was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
But in a way, she wasted his night. He could have probably done something else.
Well, it was 90 seconds. He had time to plan.
You have time to text your buddies and see what they're doing right now.
What do you do? I mean, if you show up and somebody is not what you expected, are we living in a time where you can go, hey, this is going to be a short date. I'm out.
I'm swiping left on you right now.
Yeah.
In person.
I wonder if this has happened to other people or people have just had short dates for other reason.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
God, it's been so long since I've been on a date. It's been decades. I don't know how I would fare with this. I don't know.
I'm guessing not well.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks for your confidence. Woo! I can do it.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to second that as well.
Why? Come on!
Fourth.
Fourth?
We didn't even get a... Vicky said she did too.
Vicky, I'm nice. You've had lunch with me. I could be nice.
I mean, yeah, but not for a prolonged period of time.
Oh, I hate all of you. Okay, fine. So Marcus texted us about his buddy's date that lasted under 2 minutes. What about you? What was the shortest date you've been on and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Cameron in Shoreline. Cameron, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Cameron. What you got for us today, buddy?
So this wasn't necessarily a short date. It kind of lasted, I'm going to say 2 or 3 hours, but it was definitely an interesting one.
All right, it almost qualifies for the topic. I'm almost there. I want to thank our call screener for, really getting the topic honed in.
Normally dates last longer,
All right, so it is a short date.
A little slow walk on the beach,
Oh, wow. I didn't know the date. My dates never turned into that. Good for you. But all right, so this was a 2-hour date. Why only 2 hours?
Well, I took her out to dinner. That lasted like 40 minutes, and we were having a good time. And then as soon as we got done, she was like, hey, I have some friends down the street that need a ride. Would you mind we pick them up?
And I said, oh, boy.
Okay. And we're in Everett, and these guys were just junkies. And I was 19 at the time, and I had a fake ID. And they were like, oh, you have a fake ID. Can you buy us beer?
Oh, boy.
Me being the dumb person I am, I agreed and went to buy a beer. Unfortunately, there were 3 police officers in the store.
Oh, man, dude.
So I just bought a candy bar and walked out, went out, and I was like, yeah, guys, it's a no-go. Sorry, I couldn't get the beer for you guys. Here's your money back. They ended up flipping out and wanted to start a fight with me.
Oh, great. Oh, there you go. Okay, great date. Wow, dude.
I didn't do anything. I got in my car and got home.
Good for you, man. Wow. Gosh, when you're a young person and you have a chance to get some action, you kind of say yes to a lot of things that now as you get older, you go, oh, yeah, as soon as she said I got friends, it's like, you know what? I got me a ticket out of here.
Yeah, I'm not down with that idea.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Cameron. Well, I like that story. I take it all back. Rev is exonerated.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good. Rev, that's a good story, and I do think it actually fit the criteria.
Mark that in the history books right there.
Put it down, buddy.
I like this text. I got through appetizers. The chick started talking about having babies with me.
Oh, boy.
Mind you, I was 17. I went to the bathroom, slipped my waiter $50 and said, keep the change, and then I ran for the hills. Crappy thing is I saw her later that night at the party. I didn't know that she was friends with the owners of the house. Awkward.
Oh, that is so awkward. Oh, you think you dined and you really didn't dine and dash because you paid the whole bill, but you dined and dashed from her.
And that's a nice move on that part because a few people have said I bailed, left the person with the check. At least cover your half. If you're gonna bail on somebody mid-date, the least you could do is cover your half.
That's a classy thing. At least take care. I take care of the server. I like the idea of taking care of the server.
Right, because you don't know what that person's going to say. It's like, I'm not paying for that person's half. They're not here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
In high school, I was dating this very attractive girl who I didn't realize that she was a good Christian girl. So I decided that I was going to take her to a movie. Well, the movie was Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've seen the beginning part of that movie, but there's a lot of boobies that happen at the beginning of that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
She got up and walked out on me. I don't know. That's what, 10 minutes into the movie, she got up and left.
She was just like, I'm out?
Yeah, she went, and I think she was waiting for me because she texted me and was like, are you coming? And I was like, nope, I'm staying to watch the movie. She left, never heard from her again.
Wait, so you said it was a high school person. You didn't see her in high school?
No. It was for two. It went to a different high school.
Oh.
Yeah. It was when we were in high school, but
got
it was
you.
Like senior year.
How about that? Danny's like, this is too good of a movie. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see it.
Well,
I
and also, you probably paid good money for that damn movie. You probably paid for her, too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Forget about that.
Steve's out, too.
Wow.
Steve is really
I caught
out
myself.
On
yeah, you did.
Wow.
I said, forget about that.
Forget about that, everybody.
Yeah.
Give me a bar of soap, Stevie. I thought when you had the headphones
know,
on, you
right?
were like, we're talking about movies and popcorn. Yeah. That ain't cheap.
Yeah, when you were talking about Steve's pocketbook, he's like, yeah, that's when the bombs get dropped.
No, but I did think that exact sentiment, Steve.
Yeah.
Must be Friday. We gotta keep our finger on the button, not for the listeners, but for Steve. Yeah.
Forget about that.
My favorite food is pho. All right, let's go to Tyler in Puyallup. Tyler, you are on the Rock.
Hey, hola.
Hola, Tyola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on the Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, I don't know exactly how long the date lasted, but it was anywhere from like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, that's a good one.
Date, oh, yeah. And for a first date, we decided to go over to her place, and we were going to watch some movie that I haven't seen. I don't even remember it. I don't remember much of the night, except for going over to her place, sitting down, making it about 10 minutes of the movie before I say something about how this movie sucked. She then pulls a pair of scissors off of her nightstand and cuts me on the back of the hand.
What? Now, did she do it in response to what you... Forget about that.
Forget about that.
Tyler apparently related to you.
Do you think he was watching Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, he might have been watching Wedding Crashers.
I'm curious what movie it was.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
Yeah,
and he's got a very potty mouth too.
All right.
So yeah. Well, basically what he said was, as soon as that girl cut him in the back of his hand, he grabbed his stuff and got the blank out.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you pull scissors out and just like jack somebody in the back of the hand like that?
How about the first time I met with a guy off of Tinder? He didn't look like his pictures in real life, so the date lasted one beer. I never drank a beer so fast in my life. LOL, Bailey in Seattle.
See, that's the thing. You know, Marcus, that's how this all started. The chick left after 90 seconds saying he was not the guy that she saw on Tinder.
Right.
They both think he is, but you know what? I think you got to let an independent source look at those pictures, because people always put pictures up there and you go, I'd rather look uglier in my picture. I want people...
Set the bar low.
Yeah. If they're willing to get with me when they see my picture, I know I'm going to be better when they see me. So if I throw an ugly one up there...
Like if I was single and I was on Tinder, I would use the picture of me in my cowboy outfit.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
So anything is an upgrade.
Ladies. Yeah, you're right. At that point.
The shortest date I've been on might have been about 35 minutes because it was going great. He was a nice guy. I liked him. But then partway through, he kept referring to me as his girlfriend. So in his mind, if you go on a date or a couple dates, you are now boyfriend, girlfriend.
This was the first date.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't call anybody your girlfriend, boyfriend on the first date.
Exactly. So
what
I went
wrong
to the
you?
Bathroom and I, you know, texted a roommate like, hey, I need you to call me in about 5 or 10 minutes that there's an emergency that I need to come home to.
Wow.
And I pulled one of those. I'm like, oh my God, you know, my roommate never calls me. You know, I need to see what's wrong. And then bailed. Yeah. No. Nope, nope, nope. That's
so here's
too much.
The thing. If I call you girlfriend, will you leave?
That's I mean, all. Like, yeah. Yes.
Steve, we finally have it. Steve,
I don't want Vicky to leave.
Oh, all right, fine.
Steve's my buddy.
That's right. Forget about that.
Forget about that.
How about this person? I was at a concert with a guy. First date, he grabbed my hand to hold it. Thought that was a little weird, but whatever. Then pulled it up to his nose and asked me if he could smell my nails.
What?
I then told him I had to go to the bathroom and bailed.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of that before. Like, you smelling nails, is it because of like the stuff on there?
Nails don't even smell like anything.
Well, unless it's the fake stuff and you smell like whatever that stuff.
The chemicals, yeah.
Yeah, the chemicals. That's a interesting
or you don't
fetish.
Wipe correctly.
So why do you have to go there? Why?
Thanks, Rev.
Why is everything gotta be down south in your disgusting region?
How many years have we been working with him? You have to ask that question.
You're right. What's wrong with me?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.